Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Rosen of the Baltimore Sun. Today, Andy, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about what's been going on in Baltimore County and the executive there, Mr. Kamenetz, some of the difficulties run into in Mays Chapel. Bring us up to date on what's going on there and what you think the political fallout is likely to be.
Well, this is a long-running effort that the county has been trying to do to expand the amount of seats that they have for kids along the York Road corridor. A lot of the schools are over capacity, and they're trying, not just in Mays Chapel, but in other places, to build things that will, you know, get kids into facilities that are more accommodating for the size of the student body. So after all this time, they finally had a groundbreaking recently, and the people who are in the area around the park where they want to build this school, they are unhappy about it. They fought it from the beginning. There have been legal threats. And when they broke ground, you know, there are kids there and all that, and there are people holding signs and saying, we don't like it. And it seems like he got a little bit annoyed, the county executive, when he was trying to speak. He said that there are adults acting like children. He said that it was disgraceful. I think he said one guy had a big mouth. You know, it's a news conference. You don't usually get that level of candor.
Some people would call it candor, and other people would probably have a different name for it. Well, you know, it's another example of how all politics is local.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, this is an issue that the county wants to take on, which is dealing with this capacity issue. When you're going to build anything anywhere, there are people around it are going to say, why are you wanting to change? My neighborhood's nice. This is cool. It's specifically the people here. They think that there aren't enough kids in that area, even though the school affects a broader capacity issue. They're saying, for us, we don't need this school.
I know some people that live around there, and the concerns that often you hear out that way is that the developers have the control of the executive. And, you know, so again, somebody like Kamenetz is caught in a squeeze because you do deal with developers because you want to expand your tax base. But, you know, some people look at it and say these guys can do whatever they want to because of campaign contributions or whatever else.
It's the same dynamic you're going to be looking at on a national level when you look at big lobbies. What does the government have power over? People who are in that industry are going to want to affect it. In terms of local government, pretty much the main thing that local government does is decide about land use and what can be built where and what can't be built and what will be protected and what won't. So obviously developers are going to angle for as much influence as they can have. It's going to be a smart business move for them. And locally speaking, when everyone knows each other, it makes it a little bit easier to track.
Well, Mr. Kamenetz wasn't exactly introducing himself to people when he said what he said. He's been around a long time in the county, so people know that he tends to speak his mind somewhat forthrightly, shall we say.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw his personality challenge laid bare during the primary campaign when he went against Joe Bartenfelder when he won the Democratic primary a couple years back. You know, he is not the most endearing person in the county, but he runs on a record that presents himself more as a technocrat. And, you know, he's able to make arguments that he's kept the tax low and he's made the county financially strong. And that's, you know, the way he markets himself. And look, I would probably have trouble making a speech and being yelled at the same time, but I'm not running for
sure.
Any
sure. Neither am I. Okay, Andy, thanks. For Andy Rosen, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.